The next element in the mortgage process I want to talk about is commitment. And I'm talking about it second, but it's not clear when in the whole pipeline process a commitment takes place. By a commitment, I mean that there's a firm, quote, on the interest rate, all the fees, including any upfront points, and so on. So the borrower knows exactly what they're going to pay. That's what a commitment is for these purposes. And of course, the borrower would like that as close to the beginning of the process as possible. The borrower would like to get that at the point of application. But the originator, who may not be funding the loan, who may end up selling the loan, may want to push this as far back as possible to settlement. To write the very last minute, here's the borrower sitting there at the settlement table, getting ready to close on the loan, and the lender says, oh, surprise, here's some fees you didn't expect, and so on. So in between, there's this process here, which I'll just draw a little arrow, a good faith estimate, where the lender, which might happen, again, just a few days before settlement, or it might happen earlier in the process, where the lender gives an estimate of their best estimate of the rate, fees, points, and so on. But it's really kind of scary that the fact that the borrower wants the commitment early and the lender wants it late. One of the things that will happen is that the lender will ask for a commitment fee. In exchange for that fee, they will allegedly make a commitment earlier, much earlier than settlement, maybe even before the good faith estimate. Whether that works is not clear. It's not as clear what is binding when the borrower pays a fee. It could be an application fee or a commitment fee. So if the borrower pays a commitment fee, if they pay a commitment fee, then in principle they're committed. If the lender approves the loan, the borrower has to take the loan at settlement or forfeit the commitment fee. Often the commitment fee is pretty small relative, so that if the borrower has any kind of sort of second thoughts or finds a better mortgage offer, it's often worthwhile for the borrower to just forfeit the commitment fee. So it's not it isn't really big enough to bind borrowers. But the intent is to convince the borrower to stop shopping at that point. But the other thing is, what does that commitment fee mean? Does it absolutely guarantee the rate, or does it guarantee a good faith effort to keep that rate? I'm sure that there's different fine print in different contracts at that point. Again, the main point is that, again, this conflict with the borrower wanting to know exactly what their rate and fees will be here. Now, why can't the lender right up here give a firm commitment? And sometimes they do, but traditionally, one of the problems they have is, suppose interest rates move. So you commit to, let's say, a 4% mortgage, or you want to commit to a 4% mortgage here. If the process of getting to settlement takes time, and it could just be that the house isn't available for occupancy for 2 months, or it could be that the loan application process takes time. It takes time to assemble all the appraisal and all the documents and so on. It used to take a lot of time. Now it's taking less. But in between the in any case, however long it is, between the time that the person first applies and the time of settlement, interest rates could have moved. Let's say it's 4.25%. And now if the lender is committed, if the originator is committed to a 4% rate, they're going to actually have to sell that mortgage at a loss and take a loss. So that gives rise to the originators wanting to get a firm commitment ahead of time. So they may, at the point when the originator wants to make a commitment, let's say here, they will take out a commitment with someone who's funding the mortgage or someone to whom they're going to sell the mortgage, and they'll take out a commitment that's good up until this date. So that way the originator doesn't have to worry about rates moving from here to here. That'll be the problem of the of whoever's funding the mortgage, let's say Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae or somebody. So that solves the originator's problem in that sense, but it creates a problem, another problem, which is that suppose the loan falls through between here and here. Suppose that something happens where it turns out the borrower is not really qualified for the loan, or suppose that interest rates fall and the borrower just decides not to go through with the loan. So now the lender has taken out a commitment, and they're going to have to sacrifice something. Maybe they paid a fee for that commitment, and they're going to have to sacrifice the fee. So there's so this process of commitment, there is no sort of perfect way of doing it so that nobody is at risk. If the borrower is not at risk, then chances are the originator is going to be somewhat at risk during this time. But if the originator is not at any risk, then the borrower is going to be somewhat at risk. And there are all sorts of things that can happen along the way, so that the borrower, again, wants to have a commitment as early in the process as possible. The originator wants to have it as late in the process as possible. And to some extent, that conflict can't be resolved to everyone's satisfaction.